Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everyone, it's Ariana. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. I get to share with you Jonathan Duncan's devotional, which he has entitled, New Purposes. He starts by sharing a portion of passage from this week's sermon. If the Lord has not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. In this psalm, David describes a hopeless battle in which the odds were stacked against God's people. We read, however, that the Lord intervened and saved the people from almost certain destruction. In verse 7, the term escaped suggests that they had been captured for a long time. The Lord can and does still save His children from situations like this, but He also allows us, at times, to be captured. I want to look at the idea of being captured or caged. A lot of things in life seem to happen to us without our consent. Some of it is good, some of it is bad, but aren't we acutely more aware of the bad? There's a multiple of things that might have us feeling particularly caged: cancer, old age, debt, dysfunctional relationships, parental obligations, or fill in the blank. Why does God let this happen? Furthermore, why does He let it persist? In thinking about the freedom birds have, one caught my eye outside my window. I marvel at the inspirational beauty of their flight and the sweet, intricate melodies they sing. Usually, birds don't sing mid-flight. Only when they're still can we sample their songs. It's sad to see a bird caged, having its flight taken from it. However, if he can't fly, he sure can sing. If we find ourselves caged, let us sing as well. Let us occupy ourselves with doing the things that bless others, and in doing so, discover the joy of a new purpose. After all, no one enjoys hearing their children sing more than their Heavenly Father. We can have more fulfillment being caged and singing our songs to the Lord as we would flapping our wings all day for ourselves. One day we will be free from these cages and we will be singing songs of praise as we soar among the clouds. Just keep singing. Unless you're the dumb crow outside my window cawing at the crack of dawn. I hope you enjoy your day, everyone. Know you're loved.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.